Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Last month, Sacramento made headlines when it closed Camp Resolution, the city's first self-governed homeless encampment. Now, a new documentary entitled The Right to Exist shines a light on the housing crisis in our community, with a special focus on Camp Resolution. Directed by Nick Anderson, the film explores the human cost of homelessness and the resources needed to address it. Tomorrow night, there will be a free screening of the film at the Guild Theater, followed by a panel discussion. Nick joins us now to talk about his film, The Housing Crisis, and what he hopes to achieve through this powerful documentary. Nick, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a little bit of background on yourself and what got you interested in filmmaking and then ultimately this topic.
Well, I've been filmmaking since I was a kid, essentially, or at least storytelling. And, you know, in third grade, I wrote and performed a play alongside a best friend of mine who is still my editor to this day and works on a lot of my projects. I did the sound and as a co-producer on this project. And ever since then, I've kind of been had the bug for, you know, theater and storytelling. Ended up going to film school at Chapman University down in L.A. and then worked at Warner Brothers in story development about 3 years after that time. And, you know, ever since then, I moved back up to Sacramento and been working on, you know, documentaries, commercials, short films, and, you know, really any filming I can do in the area.
And so what got you interested in the topic of homelessness?
So I had two young kids and just kind of saw the crisis spiraling out of control and felt like there was really this, you know, if you see injustice in the world, I'd like my kids to see someone who they look up to who is, you know, taking action to solve the problems they see. And so I thought, you know, I'm a filmmaker. What better to do than make a film? And, you know, that was the first step.
And when did you start filming at Camp Resolution? When did that encampment kind of get on your radar and made you decide, you know, I really want to make this a focus of my film?
Almost exactly a year ago, September 30th was the one-year anniversary celebration for Camp Resolution. And so I went out to that event after, you know, going there before without cameras to kind of introduce myself and came out on the 30th and started filming for the first time and captured this really incredible open mic night with, you know, the community coming together and kind of celebrating this camp. And it was very mind-blowing, very different than what I expected to see. And I think a lot of members of my film crew really changed their opinion about who the homeless community was and what a self-governed camp could be as a response to that.
And what changed in those opinions?
I mean, I think, you know, at first there was this question of, hey, we're bringing out expensive cameras, expensive film gear. Are we going to feel unsafe? Is there something going on that, you know, should cause us to have caution or, you know, are we somehow being provocateurs or, you know, putting people at unease where they feel like we're preying upon them in the stories we're trying to tell. And I feel like the exact opposite was the result. In reality, people opened up and were more honest with us and transparent than we expected and very welcoming and, you know, feeding us from their barbecue and, you know, just sharing their stories and really, you know, powerful and moving, amazing, intimate things that we didn't expect people to share with us so easily.
So those concerns about exploitation, they went away and like early on in the project, and then you kind of made relationships, or were you kind of wrestling with this idea of, am I exploiting people throughout?
No, I think, so I'd done a film in 2022, The Invisible Homeless, that was like a 20-minute short. And so I had kind of gotten over my initial nerves around that. But of course, every camp is different. So we had to kind of get to know the individuals at Camp Resolution and see how they felt about us. And I think what became clear so early on was that they felt honored to have their stories heard and their voices elevated. And that we, you know, we felt a relationship, almost like a stewardship of their voices, trying to honor their stories and elevate them in a way that this film hopefully can do.
What was your initial vision for the documentary?
It was quite different than where we ended up with. I originally was setting out to follow six individuals for a year and kind of as a result of the screenings of The Invisible Homeless, we would have lots of conversations afterwards and there'd be all these myths and assumptions people made. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be great if I could make a film that just, you know, solved all those questions people had after the film, and as opposed to listening to these discussions, people going back and forth on things. You could just say, hey, let's take a very academic approach and have a data-driven, you know, kind of analysis of homelessness and expose people to what the real stories are and what the real data is telling us about these things. And so I was going to follow six individuals to show how those things complemented kind of a more academic look at homelessness and really try to, you know, blow open some of these assumptions people make and these incorrect opinions we would often hear after our screenings. And then I came across Camp Resolution, and originally it was going to be a contrast looking at a self-governed site like a city-run site and seeing how those two things contrasted one another. And what quickly change was when the they got their first eviction notice in April, and it suddenly became clear, oh, we're not covering a camp that was being lifted up by the city and held up as an example. We're covering people fighting for the right to exist.
And so tell me about, as the tensions began to mount between the residents and the city, how did that force you to pivot, and what were you thinking about as these tensions were rising?
Honestly, it was very much a scramble. I think I was very lucky to get this film made. I think when you're filming a documentary, very often you kind of don't know what you're making until afterwards, and you're kind of going back and looking at the footage. And I think, luckily, I had a really amazing filmmaking team, a combination of amazing, diverse artists from out the Sacramento area who kind of stepped up and really helped me out, whether it's amazing cinematography, amazing animation, really, really powerful editing. Also, amazing support from Wellspring Women's Center, who was our sponsor on the documentary and really took care of us and helped support us at every turn as far as the filmmaking. And then, also this camp and these residents and a couple of stories from outside the camp, but people who really chose to share powerful, amazing stories with us that if they hadn't been so transparent, we wouldn't have been able to make such an amazing film. And so I think, we just kind of got lucky at every turn. And this is honestly the most collaborative thing I've ever done because of all this amazing support that wrapped themselves around the film.
So is the film finished?
No, we're really at a halfway point right now. The screenings we're doing are to get feedback from the community, both the community of Sacramento and kind of how they see this film, and they see the events that have transpired, and if they kind of can react to the film and give us feedback. We're going to be having surveys and forums we do at our screenings to kind of get feedback. And then also I want to screen this film for people who are experiencing homelessness to get their reactions. Do they feel seen by the film? Do they see themselves in the film, even though it's specifically about this one camp? Is it something that feels universal to them? And if not, how can I remedy that? And so I really want to make sure that their voices feel seen and heard as well in the film.
So you'll have additional screenings of The Right to Exist?
Yes, we're having another screening October 16th at Sac State. That's coming up, I believe, at 6 p.m., 6 to 8. We don't have all the details yet, but they will be coming on our website and social media. We'll post about it. And then I believe our screening tomorrow night right now is sold out. And then we are going to do some private screenings for people experiencing homelessness at Wellspring Women's Center and other places like that.
Do you have an estimate of when you might be completely wrapped up with the film?
I'm hoping to have the film finished by early next year. We are doing an original score. We have, again, like these really amazing artists who've kind of embraced the film. And so we're doing an original score, more animations. And then, I have to decide if there's more filming that needs to be done or not. It could be that there's really valuable retrospectives to have on the closing of the camp and things like that. But right now we have, maybe like 68 hours of footage to comb through. And we're trying to create, a 90-minute to 2-hour max feature-length film.
Just in our last 30 seconds here, how are you feeling about the work as it's evolving right now? Does this feel like ultimately a note of optimism? Or is this just a story about a struggle?
I think I always want to leave audiences on a high note. I think I never set out to make it a tragic story. And of course, there is some tragedy the way things ended here. But I think, one of the interviews that I didn't see myself using said, hey, it's really when people come together and communities come together that we see positive change. And that's what I'm hoping to wrap up this film with.
Nick, thank you for sharing your work with us. Nick Anderson is the director of The Right to Exist, a new documentary that explores the story of Camp Resolution and the larger homelessness crisis here in Sacramento. The Guild Theater will be hosting a free screening of the film tomorrow, September 25th. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Thursday.